this is Deborah Lynn-Gadds. We're at Toxic Free Talk Radio, and we're going to be here for the next 10 hours because we're doing an all-day, 12-hour marathon talking about toxic chemicals, what their health effects are, how they're affecting you, and what we can do to remove toxic chemicals from our homes and our bodies. I'm doing this marathon today because I'm celebrating the release of my book, Toxic Free. And this is a new book for me with some new messages in it. In the last year, I've discovered that toxic chemicals are now associated with every illness that there is, that the Centers for Disease Control are monitoring the amount of toxic chemicals in our bodies as a cause of disease. And there are now many more things that we can do to be removing toxic chemicals from our bodies and removing toxic chemicals from our homes. So this is what we're going to be talking about. Today, this guest for this hour is April Cook, who is going to be talking about skincare. You can call in with a question for me or a question for April. And I see April calling in, but then she's not here, so I think she's probably calling back again. If you would like to call in and ask a question of me or April, the number is 877-497-1811. And while we're waiting for April, I'll just tell you again that I have a limited number of my book, Toxic Free, available today only, autographed with today's date. So you'll have an autographed copy on the publication date. And it costs the whole entire full price, but I've had some calls telling me that today Amazon is selling them for, what is it, $9.99 today with no shipping cost. So that's probably the cheapest price you're going to see. So you might want to jump over to Amazon if you don't care about having an autographed copy. So I have April here, and I'm going to bring her live on the line now. Hello, April.
Hello, Deborah. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of this exciting event.
Thank you. You're welcome. I'm very excited to have you here. So let me tell our audience about you and get my notes here. I've got about 20 pieces of paper on my desk here. I have known April for about a year. Has it been a year?
Yes.
Yes. And she is a licensed medical esthetician, a certified oncology esthetician, a certified DNA practitioner, and owner of Ageless Solutions Skincare, located in Clearwater, Florida. Now, you'll see that a lot of our guests today, but not all of them, are from Clearwater, Florida, because I live in Clearwater, Florida, and my friends here in Clearwater, Florida are, most of them, very non-toxic. Well, I'll say all of them are, because I choose my friends as people who want to do the life-giving thing of not living with toxic chemicals. What sets her apart from other estheticians is her passion for educating the public in need of skincare and why skincare is beneficial for your health and well-being. It's not just about looking beautiful. It's also good for you. So, April, I know there's so much we can talk about. Oh, and I should also say that April has been giving me facials for, I think, about 6 months. And that my skin condition has improved tremendously. Wouldn't you say, April?
Absolutely. You know, and when it comes to skincare, estheticians are like attorneys. We're a dime a dozen. So it's really important that when you're looking to find someone to do a facial on you, you know, facials are not a necessity for most people nowadays. It's actually a luxury item because of the economy. But what's important about having overall good skincare is good skincare. Our skin is absolutely a reflection of our overall health. So if we have a toxic overload in our systems, our skin is going to reflect that.
Now, well, I want to interrupt you for a minute and just say that I used to think that facials were a luxury, and now I think they're a necessity. And I used to wash my face with soap, and even though it was natural organic soap, that after you explained to me why that's not a good idea, and after I saw the difference, actually using the kind of cleansing products that you gave me that are organic, and actually coming in and seeing you every 2 weeks and getting that extra care, I don't have wrinkles on my face. And people don't think that I look like I'm 56 years old. They're shocked. They're always shocked. And so I think that I look pretty young anyway, but I'm really noticing the quality of getting this professional skincare is going to save me money in the long run, because I think that, just quite frankly, women get to a point where they think, I don't want these wrinkles. I want to look younger. And the time to be working on it is before you get the wrinkles, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Prevention is 50% of what happens. The rest just occurs naturally. And for anyone to tell you, I mean, you're taking really good care of your health and your skin now. And,
yes, ma'am.
And people think that it's a farce that, you know, everyone's saying, oh, this product will stop the signs of aging. Well, in all honesty, if they tell you they can stop the signs of aging, they're lying. The only way to stop the signs of aging, unfortunately, is death. That stops the aging process. But realistically, you can prevent additional aging from happening by living a healthy, green, non-toxic lifestyle. So I give lectures that if you are what you eat, you are what you absorb. So that's
absolutely
what's important.
Right. That's absolutely right. I just want to, we've said this in other hours, but I want to say it again, that we need to be, I think that people think that the most toxic way that you can get something in your body is to eat it. But it actually, the fastest way it gets into your body is to put it on your skin or to breathe it. When you eat something or drink something like pollutants in water, it goes into your intestines, and there's a lot of fat and food and things, and it slows everything down in terms of the absorption. You put something on your skin, and in less than a minute, it's all throughout your body. So if you're putting toxic chemicals from beauty products on your skin, you're just really giving yourself a big dose.
Well, in the skin being the largest organ of the body, there's three forms of absorption. It's through the skin, through the hair follicle, and through the sebaceous gland.
I didn't know that.
Well, it is. You know, and we absorb things through three different ways as well, through our environmental exposure, what we ingest in our bodies, whether it be through vitamins or eating or drinking, and also through what we absorb. So I think people realize or don't realize the extent of today's technology. Now, before, when my mom was a young girl, when they would make a skin cream, it was designed to lay on top of the skin, and they would have to keep reapplying to see the effects of that product. With today's technology, with nanotechnology and micronization and encapsulation, these products, whether they're organic or they're conventional, have a deeper penetration value, which therefore, if you are not using quality products with quality ingredients of their purest form, you are absorbing these toxic hydroquinone and sodium lauryl sulfate and all of these different parabens in the body much quicker at a higher, faster rate, because the molecule size now, because of science and technology, is so much smaller, it's absorbed right through the skin and into the bloodstream.
Yes, yes. That, I just think that's scary is the word that comes to mind. But it makes everything, we were talking earlier about how, like even earlier in my lifetime, it used to be thought that the skin was a barrier, and it is to a degree for certain, like if you drop dust on your skin, it wouldn't go in your body through your skin. But your skin can absorb these smaller molecules, and especially the nanotechnology. It just goes right through your skin and into your blood and into your cells. And we talked about earlier how, you know, it can just go right through the cell membrane and destroy your DNA. It's just, we live in a world where all this stuff is going on and we don't even understand the implications of a lot of it. But what I've seen over 30 years is the things that I used to question are now being shown by science to be harmful.
Well, and Deborah, keep in mind that even this talk show, this 12-hour incredible marathon on living toxic-free, there are going to be people who are going to try to debunk what you are saying, what our beliefs are, and that's okay. That's okay, because for the majority, people are truly interested in living a toxic-free life.
I think so, too.
Right, and in my profession, even in my profession and in the medical community, there are people who believe that you cannot get toxic-free. However, what they don't understand is that that is possible. It is. But we are being bombarded every day. As an esthetician, putting it back to me, when you came to see me, you told me about your life history, and I looked at your skin, and I saw how dehydrated. You may live a healthy, clean, green life, which is perfect because it showed that you had few wrinkles, your collagen and your skin texture was amazing. However, you were extremely dehydrated, and you had some underlying skin issues because you were using a soap. Even though it was organic, it's still a pH level of 11 or 12.
Yes.
And our body has a natural pH level between 5.5 and 6.0. So once you start using quality products with great ingredients that are going to hydrate and nourish your skin, it's going to get it back into its pH level and put you as close to natural normal as possible. And
I don't want to interrupt you, but you're saying such good things, and I really want to underscore some of what you're saying. And this one is that we talk about natural, like natural products, but I think that it's important to be looking at that we want to get our bodies into their natural state. I want to say that again because it's such an important thing, to get our bodies into their natural state so that our skin is naturally the way nature intended it to be. And that's not necessarily the goal of products all the time, but that's what I saw with April. And what I like so much about her is that she's actually getting my skin to be skin.
Well, yes, and I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And I love seeing the changes in your skin and, in fact, all my clients that have come with health challenge skin. And I do see people who have MCS, which is multiple chemical sensitivity, and I use products that will put their skin back in balance without compromising their already sensitive immune system. And I think what's important is people think that, again, we have to go back to absorption, that these products don't affect our blood, don't affect our health. There's been tons of studies done on hydroquinone, and I'll give you a quick story of one of my sales rep for one of the companies that I use. Her best friend was very ill. They didn't know what was wrong with her. They tested her for heavy metals and cancer and toxicity. Well, they labeled her with cancer. It was not cancer, though. It was Lyme's disease. But during this long, drawn-out process to determine what she had, they did a testing on her DNA. Now, she had been using a well-known product line that has hydroquinone, which is a skin-bleaching product in it. During this medical testing, they found attached to her DNA strand hydroquinone.
Oh, my God.
So she is now writing a book on this, on the importance in the toxicity levels of hydroquinone and how these chemicals actually do penetrate through the bloodstream, through the lymphatic system. They get sent to the liver where it's supposed to do its most detoxifying process of purifying the blood there and then attaching itself to the DNA. Why do you think they make transdermal patches now for everything? Birth control, stop smoking, diabetes, emotional disorders. These transdermal patches are patches with medication, are they not, that are put directly on the skin?
That's right.
And if it wasn't being absorbed into the bloodstream, how are they benefiting from it? So they tell you part of the truth, but not the whole truth. So what we're saying, Deborah, in your talk show and what Mike was saying earlier is true about our environment and what we're doing. And you had also mentioned in your earlier segment, I was listening in, on how these ingredients, how do you determine one is organic or all natural? Now, just because it's natural or organic doesn't mean it's necessarily good for you. It's what process did it take when you mentioned earlier the coconut oil? When you take a coconut, what process do they take that coconut from to get it to the end stage in order to use it? A lot of companies use chlorine fillers or lye, and they break down these natural ingredients in order to get an end product. So how natural can it really be?
Well, it isn't. In my book, Home Safe Home, I talked about what I coined a phrase, hybrid natural, because it came from a natural source like coconut oil I mentioned before, but it's no longer in its natural form because they have mixed it with things, and a lot of times it's those same old crude oil chemicals that we're trying to avoid. And that, if to me, if something is natural, it's natural. It's in its natural state. Like if I want avocados on my skin, I want to peel an avocado and put avocados on. I used to do a mask made out of oatmeal, and that's a real natural ingredient. But by if you take oatmeal and extract the active ingredient, it's not oatmeal anymore. It's a man-made chemical.
Absolutely. And you know what happens, Deborah, is it mentions in your book and even in your very first book that you had written as well, you know, these substances just don't happen overnight. You don't wake up and you're toxic in one day. These are years and years and generations. As you had mentioned before, again, babies are being are born with major metals, toxins. Breast milk, by the FDA and my studies, have shown that breast milk itself is so highly toxic that the FDA would not even approve it to be sold in grocery stores.
That's right.
So if that's the case, and it truly is impossible in today's society to be 100% toxic-free, we know that, but we can eliminate toxins, again, by trying to live in our personal environment in a green, healthy, toxic-free world, by eating foods that are green and healthy and toxic-free, vitamins as well, and what we put on our skin. It is possible to minimize our toxic exposure by the way we live our lives.
I absolutely agree with that. It really is. I'm glad you brought that up because it really is important to not be overwhelmed by all the things that are in the news that say toxic this and toxic that, or even the idea of that we can't be 100% toxic free. But what we can do is minimize our exposure on one hand so that we're not putting so much toxics in our body. And that makes a huge difference to our health, just that one thing. And on the other hand, we can be removing toxic chemicals from our bodies, that there are ways we're going to be talking about to do that. So let's just focus on skin, April, and let's talk about one of the things that has been so interesting to me is that the skin is an organ of detoxification in and of itself. So if there are toxic things in the body, I actually want to talk a little bit about something that I didn't know before that I put in my book. I'm reading out of Toxic Free, page 134 and 135. And there's actually a order in which the body removes toxic stuff from the body. And the first thing is that it tries to go through the liver and the intestines and the kidneys. And let me just read this for a second. And it's, if your body is healthy with good functions, the toxic chemicals that enter your body are transported to these detox organs through your blood and your lymph system. When the primary systems fail, and that's primary systems is your kidneys and liver, then what happens is that the body tries to eliminate toxic chemicals through the secondary system, and that is things like coughing and sneezing and vomiting, diarrhea, excessive urination, and mucous membrane secretions. And all of these are the things that we take over the counter the drugs for. We say, we don't want our nose to run. But that's the body saying you've got too many toxic chemicals. Okay, but here's the thought that I thought was really interesting and pertains to you, is that when those systems fail to detox your body, then your body will begin to store the toxins it cannot excrete, and then they will try to still, as the last line of defense, try to excrete them through your body, from your body through your skin. And that's when you have things like rashes, acne, and eczema. It's the body's last-ditch effort to try to get rid of them. So my conclusion is if we have skin problems like that, that's really an indicator of how toxic we are, and we really need to do something.
Well, and that's why I said that our skin absolutely reflects our overall health. When I get people, for instance, and I have grown women at the age of 60 with acne. Now, you would think that they would be past the prime of their youth, they're past perioral and menopause at this point. Why in the world, in their 60s, would they be getting acne? That is because, just like you stated in your book, that these toxins have no other way. They've exhausted all of their natural resources through the liver, the kidney, the small intestines, and the lymphatic system. How are they going to get these toxins out now? They erupt in pustule rosacea, they end up in rashes and acne. Now, how do we fix that? Well, it starts with the gut. And when someone comes in with acne, in my clinic, we actually sit down and do a complete analysis. What is it that you're doing in your life? What is it that you eat, what you drink, what do you do on a daily basis? What is it that you're doing that is creating this skin problem? It's not just because, now granted, for younger people and even some adults, it's strictly a hygiene issue. They just don't know how to properly wash and clean and take care of their skin. Believe it or not, there's people who just don't know how to do that properly. So I educate them on that. And so these eruptions that these people are getting, like you said, these substances remain in the body, adding to their systemic load that they're already experiencing, and it accumulates for decades, and then it has to come out somewhere, which is through the skin. So there are ways to fix that. We can do wonderful treatments topically to extract properly these problem areas, doing in-house treatments, but most importantly, it's what they're going to do for their home use and what they do at home in order to maintain the education that I've given them. And so that's so important, that people learn the proper way from the inside out on how to take care of their skin to look the best and feel the best that they possibly can.
So would you say that if one wants to have beautiful skin, and I think that we all do, especially women want to have beautiful complexion on their face. I know I do. would you say that in order to have that, a good lifelong program would be to minimize toxic chemical exposure, do things to detox the chemicals from your body, get adequate nutrition or excellent nutrition, drink enough water, clean, unpolluted water, so as to have good hydration, and make sure that you're doing the things that you need to do to specifically cleanse your skin and give it what it needs from the outside. Is that about a summary of what we should be doing?
I think that if I was to write a prescription today, if I was a doctor, that's exactly what I would write on the prescription pad. This is what you need to do in order to get this XYZ result. But Deborah, you and I both know, being years in these industries and doing this types of research, that unless somebody makes a concerted effort and they make their mind over to say, okay, this is how I'm going to live my life, and this is what I'm going to do to achieve total wellness, we can talk and talk about this subject all day long, but people have to want to listen and take action. And, you know, Steve had mentioned earlier that a lot of people feel that it's really expensive to live organically, green, and all natural. it's really not that much more expensive than living a conventional, unhealthy life when you cut out all of the garbage you don't need anymore. Fast food,
that's exactly
soda,
right. That's exactly
alcohol.
Right.
I don't eat out. I have many food sensitivities. I have extreme allergies myself. So I cook 7 nights a week, and I only do organic, all natural, though there are some conventional things I'm not willing to give up every now and then. But as a whole, I find that when I live my life as pure and clean as possible and do the things that aren't so healthy for me in moderation, I'm better off the way that I am. Now, no one's saying that you have to give up everything you enjoy.
No.
You know, but it's important to be educated enough to know, okay, today I think I'm going to have a soda, which I never drink. But if I'm craving one, then I'll go have one. Now, sometimes I pay for it. It will either show as a skin eruption in my skin because my body's not used to that type of sugar and soda, and I may wake up with a pimple the next morning. I know what caused that pimple because I normally don't have acne.
Well, I think that this is a very good point, because there's two things that are important here to me in what you said. And the first one is about making a decision. And I think that we have so many choices that we could be making in the world today. And yet when we make a decision, like I made a decision that I'm going to minimize toxic chemicals in my life as much as possible. And so if I have the knowledge that there's a toxic chemical in choice A and there's no toxic chemicals in choice B, I'm always going to choose choice B. And I'm always going to choose in favor of toxic-free and choose against making that a choice for something that's toxic. Sometimes I don't have that choice, and I have to go ahead with the toxic thing in order to get what I need to have done. But sometimes I decide, well, I'm just not going to do that because I can't do it in a non-toxic way. So it really does start with that decision. And when you make that decision and you say, this is how I'm going to live, and you start educating yourself and have the knowledge and have the choices at hand, then here's something that's probably more familiar to people. Like I also cook 99% of all the food that I eat. I prepare myself. And so it used to be that I would just go eat pizzas because I didn't have the food ready in my refrigerator. But having made a decision not to eat sugar, not to eat pizzas, all these things that are toxic into my body, I now make sure that I have the good food available so that when I go to make that choice of what it is that I'm going to eat, I have that organic vegetable sitting there. And it's the same way with toxins. You make that decision and then you make those options available to you. And that's what my work has been about all these years, is to explain to people what is toxic that needs to be avoided and what can you use instead. What are the safe, natural things? And there are many, many, many of them. It's just making that decision, choosing, deciding, and having that be a guiding principle in your life. I'm going to be healthy. I'm not going to be toxic. And that if I remove these toxins from my home and my body, I'm going to be healthier. And the other thing, April, you said was that sometimes you go ahead and drink that soda and then you pay for it, and that you can see. And I've had that exactly that same experience with toxic things and with food. It's like, well, I'm going to go ahead and eat that chocolate cake. And the next day, I know that I shouldn't have done that because my body doesn't feel good. But the next time I'm given that choice to eat chocolate cake, I think twice. And maybe I'm going to go ahead and eat it again because I love chocolate cake. But, you know, I finally have gotten to a point in my life after years, it took me years to do this, where last week I realized that I did not want to eat sugar of any kind. And many, many years ago, I got to the point where I just didn't want to be around toxic chemicals, that I had enough of the good toxic-free products to choose from, that I didn't have to go back and say, well, I'm just going to use this one little toxic thing. No, it's like I made a decision, and that's where it starts.
Well, and, you know, that's what's important, because if we don't make these personal decisions for us, the government isn't. Let me share something with you. Government regulations on skincare products, they're not regulated in the U.S. by the FDA. About 90% of all cosmetics and personal care product ingredients have never been analyzed for health impacts. They just have not. And beauty products are evaluated for safety after they are released to the marketplace. And did you know that most studies conducted by manufacturers today often focus on overall appeal, such as smell, silky feel, the light texture, or even an instant lifting effect? So most of these products, though they say they're dermatology tested and they've done blind studies where they pay people to come in and try this product, they stick their hand through a door and the companies wipe this product on their hand, and yeah, sure, they may feel immediate hydration, but really humans are the FDA and medical community's guinea pigs, because they test these products on us, and it's until they get reports of an irritation or an adverse reaction that they go back to the drawing board and say, okay, you know, what caused this person to react? So,
okay, April, we're going to just take a little break for 15 seconds, but before we do that, I'm going to give the number so that you can call in and ask a question of myself or April. It's toll-free, 877-497-1811, and we'll be back in 15 seconds. We're back. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and we're here on the Toxic Free Talk Radio Marathon, where we're talking about toxic chemicals, their health effects, and how you can remove them from your home and body. We're going to be here till midnight tonight, Eastern Time. That's another 9.5 hours. We've got a whole lineup of guests like April who are here to talk about the toxic dangers in various products and how we can be toxic free. You can call and ask questions toll-free at 877-497-1811. And you can also go to my website and get lots more information. Go to DeborahNonToxic.com. That's DeborahNonToxic.com. And we have a caller.
Hello.
Caller, you're on the air with Deborah Lynn Dadd and April Cook on Toxic Free Talk Radio.
Hi, Deborah. Hi, April. Nice to be on here with you. Deborah, I've really enjoyed your books. I'm very aware of the problems with toxics and avoiding them and getting rid of the ones that we can avoid using the detox drops that you recommend on your website. What I wanted to ask April is that I'm looking at her picture on the computer, and April, you just look absolutely beautiful. Your skin is wonderful. I love your makeup, and that's what I want to ask you about. You know, I go into Whole Foods or a nutrition store, health food store, and you see cosmetics, makeup that says organic, but I'm just wondering, how do you know what's really safe and what you can and shouldn't use?
That's a very good question. I appreciate that. how we determine that is, again, by the FDA, only 10% of cosmetic ingredients can have the word organic behind it in order for them to label something organic. It just means that 10% that is organic and it's certified. Now, a lot of people use the word organic, and Deborah had mentioned this earlier, that people just, they throw that word around. So people are really not taking a whole lot of strength in that word organic anymore because it's overused. However, how you tell something is organic is, one, is it completely certified by the U.S. FDA and the Organic Association?
No,
does it have that certification?
USDA.
USDA. There's so many acronyms.
I know. It's
I appreciate that, Deborah. Thanks. But you want to learn to read ingredients. And Deborah, were you saying something?
No, go ahead.
Okay. there is a website that anyone can go to. It works by donations only, and it's called skininc.com. And you go in there, and you can pick up the bottles that you have and type in the ingredient that's on the back of that bottle. And this website will tell you exactly where that ingredient originates from, on what level from 0 to 10 is the toxicity level, and what types of cancers and disorders does that product have the potential of creating. Now, makeup is a tricky thing because all my clients are asking me for organic, all-natural makeup. Now, I've done about 3 years of research on makeup. I've been a makeup artist for 19 years, and this is what I have found in all honesty. I've tried every natural form of makeup, every organic natural form of makeup that I can find. Most of them do not give you the coverage that someone is looking, especially if they have skin challenges like hyperpigmentation or rosacea or port wine stain or scarring. Most of these foundations do not cover that. So this is where compromise comes into play, like we were mentioning earlier. If you're living as green and as healthy as possible, the compromise is that if you're going to wear makeup, and unfortunately you want to try to find the most purest form of makeup without the parabens that cause neurotoxicity, organ toxicity, and birth defects, and parabens are estrogen producing, which isn't good for cancer patients, especially if they're estrogen positive, you have to make a compromise. I wear makeup sometimes until I'm working on the formulation of my own line right now, but I wear makeup that is not of its purest form. But I justify that knowing that I eat organic, I do nutrition, I live a healthy green lifestyle. So for me, that compromise is okay for me to look the way that I do using that type of makeup.
I just want to interject for a minute. This is a really important point about making these compromise decisions, because we need to acknowledge that there's no such thing as 100% toxic free. But when you think about your body is a system, and so you have toxics coming in and toxics going out. And this is the new part of my message in my book, Toxic Free, because in the past, for 25 years, all I ever wrote about was the toxics going in. Reduce the toxics going in, reduce the toxics going in. But what I've realized over the past year, since I've been studying detoxing the body, is that the more you remove the toxic chemicals from your body, the more you can actually have the toxic chemicals coming in. Because the problem is the overload. It's not that they're coming in, it's that they're not going out. And most people, their detoxification systems are in such bad shape that the chemicals are building up in the body because the body is not processing them. So what we're actually looking for in the way to manage the risk of toxic chemicals, so to speak, is how can we reduce the amount that goes in and how can we increase the amount that's going out. And if you are really on the program of getting the toxic chemicals out of your body that are already stored and that you're being exposed to on a regular basis, then if you want to do something like occasionally wear makeup that has some toxic stuff in it, it's not as harmful to you. Or if you want to drink that soda, or if you want to go on a vacation and eat in restaurants for a week, or whatever it is your toxic exposure is, the impact is lessened by the fact that you're taking those chemicals out on the other end. And that's the important message here.
Absolutely. And keep in mind, informed choices depend on full disclosure.
That's
and
right.
Most companies don't give you full disclosure. But in order for you to make an informed decision and make wise choices, you have to make yourself be informed, because the government and these companies are not going to inform you because they're out to make a buck. And they have to disclose a certain amount. I sit and I watch these TV commercials, Deborah, that come across announcing these new products and the caffeine and all these things and what it's going to do for your skin, which some of these products are great. You can get immediate effects from some of these products, don't get me wrong, but what is the long-term effect of what it is that you're putting on your face? And how is that going to affect you? It's like hand lotion. People don't realize that it's addictive. Like, I love soft hands. But you use an organic hand lotion versus a conventional hand lotion, not to mention any brands, but you put one on that you buy from, let's say, CVS, and you put it on and you say, wow, you know, my hands are so smooth and hydrated. And then it's like 20 minutes later, gosh, my hands are so dry and I have to put it on. So you're constantly reapplying. And then you try an organic one and you put this on and, oh, you know, 30 minutes pass. Gosh, my hands still feel great. An hour passes and then you reapply after an hour. That's because generally most over-the-counter products that are not pharmaceutical grade, and we'll get into that in a minute, have alcohol in them. That's very drying to the skin.
It's very drying to the skin.
Right, and therefore you have to keep reapplying, which causes you to go buy more, because once you're out, you have to go buy more.
But let's just really make the point here that that is, it's like the executives in these companies are sitting there in their offices saying, how can we get the consumer to buy more products so that more money goes into our pocket? And so whether it's skin cream or soft drinks, they're looking for how can they get it, you to be addicted to it, and not how can we, they're not starting out with the basic premise of how can we be healthy, how can our customer be healthy. And I think there are companies that are starting out with that basic premise, but most of the large corporations in the world are not thinking that way. And so we as consumers need to say for ourselves, what is it that I need to do in order to be healthy? And then choose our products accordingly. Go ahead, April.
Well, and you know, this whole marathon is based on teaching people, educating people to make an informed decision. They need to beat this toxic overload that society is facing. And we can defend ourselves from toxins, pathogens, and diseases that naturally occur based on these pathogens by using quality products, living a toxic-free life, and getting to an optimal health state. And there's many products that do that, including one of the products, which is Active Zeolite that you mentioned both on your website and in your book. It's a phenomenal product. And I'm sure you'll get into that later in the day during your marathon. But that's one of the products that I also use personally in my own life to detoxify my body.
And
when you take these products that actually can remove these toxins, yes, can we sweat toxins through our skin? Some professionals and doctors would like to say, no, that's not possible. But our acid mantle, yes, sweat is designed to regulate our body temperature. The sebaceous oils that come out of our glands are designed to protect our skin. That's how God designed it. However, when you break down that acid mantle and those oils, those natural oils that we strip from our body with sodium lauryl sulfate in our shampoos and our body washes and alcohol in the shower, and using hot water on top of that, we're stripping our body's ability to protect itself from environmental impurities. And that's why diabetics are at such high risk for infection and poor wound healing, because their acid mantle is being stripped not only from the inside out, but what are they doing to their skin in order to prevent that? So these are things that again, that's why I'm so excited to be a part of such an important day today on this radio show, because, you know, it's becoming more and more known that people are being toxic. There are doctors who are starting to see they're not making their patients well, and they're at their wit's end. They have a pill for this, and then they have a side effect. What do? They give you another pill, and then they give you another pill. So how are those pills, like, let's just jump track here for a minute. When I work with my cancer patients who are undergoing chemotherapy and radiation, they get acne from some of these chemotherapy medications. Again, even in their 60s, they'll start getting acne from the medications. I can tell when they come in the office if their acne is based on a hormonal type of situation or if it's medical-induced acne because of the consistency of the pus that's in their acne.
Wow.
So there's different forms of acne that are created by different medications that these toxic things that we have to take are producing in our skin. So overall, Deborah, your skin has improved so much. You were already living a clean, healthy lifestyle, which was a benefit to you. You even increased your water to your hydration. Not everyone likes to drink water, but as Steve mentioned earlier, water is amazing. It hydrates the skin. Our body develops hyaluronic acid. It's something that it produces. Moisture plumps up the skin, and when people are not well hydrated, and you're not drinking at least a quart to a gallon of water a day, which I know is very difficult for
a quart? Oh, my God.
People.
I drink like 3 to 4 quarts a day. I'm sitting here drinking water while we're doing the show. I'm drinking water out of quart bottles.
I love water, but for those that it's almost unbearable to think about, they have to realize that they may look good now in their 20s. They may look pretty good in their 30s, but come their 40s, 50s and onward, it's going to start really showing how hydrated they are if they don't start doing something now. I worked with a girl who, I tell you, from the time she was old enough to make her own decision, she told her mom she will never drink water again. She drank Diet Coke and coffee all day, every day when I worked with her. I never saw her with a glass of water. And
well, see, this
skin
is, you know, we're up against, you know, all this advertising. We need to, like, go on national television and have ads about drinking water or something, because we really need to get the word out about this. I've been doing this for almost 30 years. There's plenty of information, but we're up against this communication thing, and I don't want to get onto a whole side topic here. But we really, it's like, I kind of feel like David and Goliath, but remember David won, so.
Yes, I know.
Let's get back to skincare. Okay. So tell us, what is something simple that everyone can do that would improve their skin? Like, I'm thinking about drinking water, or I love it when the part of my facial, when you steam my face. What's a steam?
Yes. Steaming has its proper place. Oversteaming is not good because it can dehydrate the skin. But in moderation and at the right point in a facial, steaming is very much appropriate during an exfoliation process, especially if someone has to extract some deep-seated skin congestion. However, what people can do at home right here and right now is they want to regularly exfoliate their body. They can do this numerous ways.
And what does exfoliate mean?
It means just to remove the top layer, the dead skin, as we exfoliate every day, every 28 days for the younger ones, every 35 days as you get older, and as we get into our 40s, you know, our skin turnover is not as quick as it was when we were younger. So we have to help that along. You know, if you ever get out of the shower and you take your towel and you dry off and you see this stuff that kind of rolls off your skin, it's two things. It's dead skin and body products that you've applied to your skin that you have not gotten off when you were in the shower. Now, I use body gloves in my shower, and I use them every time I shower, although you can only do it a couple of times a week if you'd like. I love dry body brushing. It's amazing for the lymphatic system. It also helps to keep that good circulation going and keeps your skin looking fresh and revived. And the last thing I want to mention is the fact that hot showers, who does not love to take a hot shower, especially if you don't feel good? It relaxes the muscles. If you're one of those people who absolutely have to take a hot shower, fine. Keep it very minimum. Do like the 5-minute hot shower and then cool your shower down, because hot water actually strips your body of the sebaceous oils, the natural oils, and the moisture on top of your skin. And when you
use hot water. April, so when I thought that I was just supposed to keep the hot water off my face. So it's probably a good idea for your whole entire body to still have the natural oils on your body, and that we shouldn't be taking hot showers.
That's right. You can take a hot shower, which is fine, but I'm saying keep it minimum. Like, for instance, my daughter, she absolutely loves hot showers, and she comes out and she's beet red because she loves it so hot. Now, as her mother, I know, as her mother, I tell her, please don't do that, then cool down with a cool shower, because we want to close off that barrier, close down those cells on our skin to hold in the moisture, and hot water and heat, like tanning beds and so forth, they really do strip us of the ability to maintain that good hydration level. So body brushing, drinking water, and regularly exfoliating our entire body, not just our face, is important. Now, we don't want to over-exfoliate because you don't want to damage the skin. Again, everything in moderation, 2 times a week, 3 max, is a good way to keep that lymphatic system moving. Dry body brushing is the best. So you dry body brush, and then you get into a nice lukewarm shower and wash your body really well. You're going to see that your skin is going to glow. It's going to shine. It's not going to have that ashy, grayed out look. These are all things that can help you feel better and look better at the same time for very, you know, just doing it yourself.
Good. Now, we only have a few minutes left in our hour with you, April. So could you tell us, if somebody in our listening audience wanted to get some professional help from somebody like you, can you tell us what to look for in an esthetician? And what is an esthetician? What exactly is an esthetician?
Well, an esthetician is someone who is actually an asset to a dermatologist or a plastic surgeon. We really complement what they do. When you're looking for a quality esthetician, most people go to people because of the price. But in my opinion, you get what you pay for. You have to look for someone who is well educated, who will take the time to educate you, and carry the types of products that you're interested in. And again, like I said, estheticians are a dime a dozen, so I pride myself on education. I give public lectures. I'm constantly in school, classes, trying to learn more about my profession and how I can switch that into a toxic-free zone for my clients. So when looking for an esthetician, you really want someone who's going to take the time to hear what you have to say, understand your health challenges, and try to best educate you to benefit yourself at home. So if I were someone looking for an esthetician, I would want somebody who knew their product lines inside and out. If I asked them, how is this going to benefit me, that they could explain in detail, you know, what that is.
Great. Thank you so much for being here with us today, April. I really appreciate it. You've done so much research on this subject. And let me know when you're a client with that book about dimethicone, when her book comes out, because I'd really like to see that.
Right. And so anyone, feel free to check out my website at www.agelesssolutions.org. And I look forward to answering any questions that might come up. And Deborah, again, thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity, and I wish you all the best with your new book.
Thank you. Thank you. We're going to be switching over to our next hour and our next guest very soon. I just want to remind you that I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio. You can get a lot more information about how to live toxic free on my website, which is DeborahNontoxic.com, DeborahNontoxic. One of the things you might want to check out on that page is kind of scroll down and take a look at the ebook. This is a free ebook called Toxic Chemicals Contribute to Every Illness. And in that ebook, what I've done is, this is also in my book, Toxic Free, in greater detail. But in the ebook, what I've done is I've just taken each body system and I've made notes, just like one body system per page. I've made notes of what are the illnesses that toxic chemicals contribute to. So as I'm going through this ebook, I see that here's a page about the skeletal system. So here's osteoporosis. And you see all these advertisements on television for drugs or vitamins or whatever for osteoporosis, but the toxic chemicals that we're exposed to every day are actually creating osteoporosis while you're taking those drugs. And then for on the muscular system page, it's cerebral palsy and multiple sclerosis and muscle aches and pains. All these things are really common things, and people are taking over-the-counter drugs for them or natural remedies, all of which cost money. And if you simply reduce your toxic load, whatever it costs you to do that is more than made up for the amount of money that you're not spending on drugs and even natural remedies. So we want to get you back to your natural state of health, which comes from not bombarding your body with toxic chemicals. I'm going to put on a few minutes of music here, and then we'll come back in a few minutes and get started with hour number 4 of Toxic Free Talk Radio Marathon. We'll be here till midnight tonight, Eastern Time.